Good morning, and welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Garden Trends 2021, the report for the next gardening trends, is out. What are the real impacts for gardeners? And how will cities in the future reflect nature in our lifestyle? We're going to be talking to Katie Dubow, president of Garden Media Group, and she's going to be telling us all about that. We're also taking your calls at 407-916-5400. Or you can text us at 23680. So join Tom and Joni, Katie and Kelly and me for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens on Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
This year, the Alzheimer's Association Walk to End Alzheimer's is everywhere. Every suburban sidewalk, every busy avenue, every scenic path, everywhere. All of us are raising funds for one goal: a world without Alzheimer's and all other dementia. Because this disease isn't waiting, neither are you. Take the first step on your walk right now. Go to alz.org/walk and join the movement.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. This system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
I represent Low Cost Airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%. But now, airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. You know, driving around with this last week, I'm seeing homes starting to decorate for Halloween early. Just in September, we're getting Halloween decorations. We're also seeing temperatures resetting for the fall and getting those cooler temperatures, less humidity. I love it. And people are in the backyard more. Since we've had this pandemic, we're staying at home. And what are we doing with our lifestyles? Well, we have Katie Dubow. She's going to be stopping by and telling us about the Garden Trends 2021 report. So she's coming right up. You also want to check out the betterlawns.com webpage. excellent website for getting gardening information on what to do. And we've got just a few more days of September, and then we're going into October. So you're going to want to catch that. You can read all of Tom's to-do gardening chore list. You can hear our past shows and catch up on that. And you can also read Joni's Corner, and that's always a lot of fun. We have Kelly Velez at the controls. Joni and Tom and I are all in our offices, and we can take your calls and text messages on your gardening needs. You can call us at 407-916-5400. Or you can text at 23680. Joining us right now is Katie Dubow. She is the president of the Garden Media Group, a marketing communications company for the green industry, for garden centers, nurseries, growers, all of that. They turn to Katie Dubow when they want to know what's going on. Katie is a spokesperson for QVC Cottage Farms. You might have seen her on that channel. And she's a second-generation business owner at Garden Media Group. She's also a hardworking mom of two beautiful girls, Quinn and Reese. And she speaks all around the world, sharing her love of gardening. So the Garden Media Group recently published their industry report on gardening trends for 2021. And it's fascinating to see how this year it's going to create the future of what's coming. It's being called the Great Reset. We're going to be talking about how the Great Reset will affect garden industry businesses, what future cities will look like, and how plants will be used to create joy and gratification in our new normal stay-at-home lifestyle. Good morning, Katie. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Teresa. It's so good to hear your voice.
Thank you so much.
Yep, good morning. Tom's here. Yeah.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
I am fine. Let me check. Yep, I'm okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I got up and going this morning. You know how it is.
There you go.
Katie, thank you so much for coming. I know we've talked many times on WLBE in Leesburg and now here on 540. How have you and Ethan and Quinn and Reese handling this pandemic? What are you doing? How is it going working from home?
Well, you know, it's different. I know lots of families are struggling. Quinn and Reese are 6 and 3. So it's, you know, it's been a balance. And, you know, like lots of families, my husband actually quit his job so we could balance and manage this. I know lots of people are struggling, and we decided we had to put our family first because it was too hard for us to balance everything between, as you said, I've got QVC. I've got this business. I purchased Garden Media Group from my mom on January 1st. So things are busy with Garden Media Group, and gardening could not be better. This was such an amazing season for the garden industry. And so my husband decided that was what was going to work best for our family.
Excellent. Excellent. That's a great leap, and that's wonderful that you can manage that. The Garden Media Reports 2021, I loved reading it. It's always exciting to see how gardening trends change. You're calling this new trend the Great Reset. Can you give us a quick overview of it?
Yeah. So our trends every year, we have a number of them, but there's always one overarching trend that ties them all together. And this year it's called the Great Reset because honestly, you know, we start writing our trends. We're already working on 2022. We start right when we put the trends to bed, and we unfortunately had to scrap all of the things that we had been working on for 2021 because COVID hit in March and lots of those trends hit the cutting floor. And so when we started looking at what was happening in the industry in March, we realized that there was a lot of hope. In the midst of a lot of change, there was a lot of hope. And a lot of people, as you said, we were leading this stay-at-home lifestyle. And so we all had the opportunity to reset. I said, I've got these two little kids. We felt like we were on the rat race of life. I'm sure you guys felt the same way, whether it was, you know, dance on Saturdays and gymnastics and soccer to lots of social events and lots of travel. I really had no free time. And so quarantine is giving people a chance to reset, you know, and really the most important thing here is that we get a chance to stop doing things that weren't working for us and start doing the things we always wanted to. A lot of people, Teresa, turn to gardening. And, you know, there are so many reasons why we can estimate why people did that, whether it's an escape or for food, for wellness. You know, I think it's just gardening has always been there for people. People just didn't have the time to be there for gardening. And now we did. And I think that the future of horticulture now has this enthusiastic mix of new people. And I, for one, cannot wait to see, you know, really what comes next.
I agree.
Seems like there's seems like there's been more changes this year. I mean, you've done these reports for a long time, and great reports, and I appreciate them. But it just looks like there's more changes and more exciting things to talk about this time.
You know, it's true. And whether it might be the same old things, Tom, you've been talking about for decades, you know, you've got that new audience, and they have a newfound passion. And, you know, that's the fun thing about our industry is that we have the same information. Not a lot changes. Certainly there are new pests and diseases and new ways to do things. But, you know, that's the other great thing, that these people now coming to our industry have so much expertise. They have, you guys are listening out there, Tom and Teresa, to turn to be successful. And that's what I think is going to be really the breaking point here, is that there's so much information out there. Now, it's getting the accurate information, certainly, but so much information for these people to be successful and continue on in this hobby.
So Katie, so just real briefly, name each of the bullet points that you have, the themes that are going into the Great Reset.
So we've got, you know, certain things that people are really making there. You mean the trends themselves?
Yes, the trends, the titles of them.
Got it. Yeah, so the first one we're calling Improv Era, which is really letting people shift. So right now, it's all about the pivot. Our family had to pivot. My business had to pivot. Individuals have to pivot. So first, it's the Improv Era. It's the pivot. The next one we're calling the Broadacre Cities, this is my personal favorite. Honestly, I could spend all day talking about Broadacre Cities. Are you guys Frank Lloyd Wright fans?
Yes.
And I like this one too.
This is a Frank Lloyd Wright initiative that I had no idea existed. I've been such a fan for many years, but he created 100 years ago the concept of a community. And so how that community thrives, every community gets a farm. Every person in that community has to have at least an acre. Every person in that community has to grow some of their own food. A lot of it is very regulated, too regulated for my liking, but also it's with that focus on community. And with what happened during the pandemic where people left these big cities, the number two top reasons they said they left is because of fresh air and they wanted to be closer to family. I think it was flipped. First they wanted to be closer to family and then they wanted fresh air. And so, you know, that's what we all want. We just want that community and we want access to nature. So I really do feel like these future cities, they're going to be more community-based, more places with trees and access to parks. And I can't say that's a bad thing.
Wonderful. So now there's a commercial out there now that always makes me smile when James Earl Jones says, that's buying two happinesses. And so I love that commercial. How will gardening trends provide more ways for gardeners to speed up their happiness in big ways?
Well, you know, there was a recent study put out by the Bonide Company that said new gardeners, 80% said that they're probably or absolutely going to continue gardening in 2021. And so I really do, under the Great Reset, I think that the future of gardening is really hopeful. We've got this new gardener who's interested in growing their own food. They're interested in health and wellness. They're interested in improving the pollinator habitats in their backyard and finding out ways to do that. Those are the top three things. And I'm so thrilled that that's what they're interested in. They're showing, that's what the research shows, that the things they're interested in. And that is to not only bring us personal joy as individuals, but it's going to bring our environment joy as well. When more people are gardening for habitats and gardening for the greater good, that's a win-win-win for everybody.
Tom?
You know, us old-timers remember many economic downturns, and the people did turn to gardening, but they turned away. But this seems to be different now. I've seen that same study there. 80% say they will.
Yeah.
Even if half of those decide to do it, it's going to be better than when we had the tough economic times, I would think.
So, Katie, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, he's right. I love that. You know, we say that we picked up between 16 to 24 million new gardeners in the United States during the corona. So you're right. Even half of those, that's great news.
So how would we get this report? If someone was interested in reading it, how would they get it?
So you can go to our website, gardenmediagroup.com/trends, or my social profiles. I'm at KDGMG on Facebook, on Instagram, or Garden Media Group on Facebook or Instagram. We've pretty much put it everywhere. If you Google Gardening Trends 2021 or Google Garden Media Group, you should be able to find it. Anyone can contact me through social media as well with any questions. I'm happy to answer them.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and post it on Facebook, too, as well, on our Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens.
Yeah. We started off the program talking about foliage plants. It looks like a new revival in that. And in gardening trends, it looks like you picked up on this, too, that people are bringing plants indoors more and having more plants around them.
Oh, that is the biggest trend, the tropical plants indoor. You know, foliage, large foliage plants outdoors hit the cutting floor because we've had to focus on other things, but that was going to be one of our trends pre-COVID, certainly. And yeah, houseplants are just, they're the gate, you know, we used to say herbs were that gateway to gardening, but really it's houseplants now. And you see people with upwards of 50, 60, 600 plants in their house. It's very, very exciting.
That's great.
I couldn't water all those.
No, me neither.
Make them cactus.
So, Katie, real quickly, your QVC with Cottage Farms, tell us how people can find you there.
Yes. So we have a particular season on Cottage Farms. We appear, the plants appear from January through about April. And so you can catch me pretty much all the time on QVC, the main channel for the brand Cottage Farms. And I love being able to bring plants to people. And just like our industry, plants on QVC last year did so well. Plants and kitchen items. So it shows that people want to cook and they want to garden. And so I'll be appearing for the brand. You can check out, again, my social media pages at KatieGMG or Katie Garden Girl on Facebook and find what we're selling and how you can get your hands on it. Or, you know, we're just there to educate like you guys are. We want to teach people a little bit of something about how to grow.
Thank you so much, Katie. You are a superstar in the green industry, and we look forward to your annual predictions every year. So thank you so much.
Well, nice having
you with
you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. If you have a gardening question, now is the time to call us at 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
And now a message from Barry Zeckelman, Chairman and CEO of Zeckelman Industries.
Dear America, let's manufacture a better future. Let's get back to looking for made in America on the things we buy. Let's bring back domestic manufacturing. Let's build the factories, warehouses, and businesses that build community. Might jumpstart the career of a recent grad, provides the family down the street with a decent paycheck and real benefits, the kind that benefit us all. Did you know that every job in manufacturing creates 5 more in related businesses? Let's give our economy a shot in the arm, and let's take care of the environment while we're at it. Factories in this country are built to the highest standards and are the cleanest, greenest, and safest in the world. Join the conversation. It's happening all around us. Let's take care of each other. Let's make it here. Let's make it made in America.
Zeckelman Industries is a family-owned 100% domestic manufacturing company. Makers of innovative steel structures and products that lets the water flow, keeps the lights on, and help builders build. Zeckelman.com.
How can a loving God allow so much suffering and evil in this world? It's a tough question, difficult to answer. But it's important to remember that God gets blamed for many things that man does wrong. When God created man, he gave us a free will. He didn't program us like computers. Computers have no choice, but humans do. We can choose to obey God or do things our own way. Now, all of us have done things our own way at one time or another, and the results aren't pretty. But God did something pretty spectacular to confront the problem of evil in this world. He sent his Son to earth to save us from the evil within us when he died for us. By dying as he did, we know he identifies with our suffering. What a Savior. There will always be suffering in this world, but God has done something about it by sending us his Son. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click Devotions to read the daily devotion and send to a friend.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We would love to take your questions at 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. You can also sign up for my free monthly gardening newsletter, which is good for every zone in Florida. And you can sign up for that at my website, which is www.she-consulting.com, or just Google me, Teresa Watkins and Gardening, and I come right up. And so, Tom, we have Michael in Monticello. Good morning, Michael. You're on the air.
Good morning,
Michael. Good morning, Teresa. Good morning, Tom. I love your program.
Well, thank you for being there. Yeah, how can we help you today?
Well, I am a first-time gardener. I am getting into this due to the pandemic also, as the caller said before. I've purchased some fruit trees, and I think I've made my first mistake.
Well, what do you
Good
think
for
that
you.
Is?
Well, my fruit trees that I purchased are apples, and of course we are in Florida. That's a problem already. But I purchased Pink Lady apples, and I bought these because I was out wandering around the local home improvement store, and they were half price, and I thought, I'm going to buy these things, I'm going to get started. Well, I didn't know that you needed a pollinator. And there was another problem.
Okay, which apple variety did you buy?
We bought a Pink Lady apples.
Okay, okay. I'm not familiar with Pink Lady. I know Anna, Dorset, Golden Dorset. There are a couple of others. But, of course, you're going to be growing ones that will need more cold, or can take more cold. So it's not saying they won't produce without cross-pollination. You may get better production if you have cross-pollination. So I wouldn't give up on them. I think you're going to probably do okay. Apples are just a little bit of a challenge, that's all.
Yeah, and okay. Also, too, Michael, you can contact the Jefferson County Extension Office, and you can ask them what you need to do to get more fruit and what kind of pollinator apples that you need with it.
Yeah, pink.
Okay, I did purchase a couple of trees that you just mentioned. I purchased the Anna, and I purchased the Dorset Golden, and yeah. I know those two will pollinate one another, and I was hoping that it would also with this Pink Lady.
Probably will.
My next question would be, what time of year would I put them in the ground?
Right now.
Right now, yes.
Yeah, right now, okay. I got on the extension site for UF last night, and I had saw an apple tree that they were talking about called the Florida, what was it, Florida? Oh, goodness, I'm drawing a blank right now.
Okay.
Florida Sweet.
Okay.
And it was a design from the UF, and it was called Florida Sweet. Do you know where I can purchase that?
You know, these are going to be kind of hard to find any of them at this point in time. Try the independent garden centers. Otherwise, you go up online. I have not seen Florida Sweet around here, but you can give it a try at independent garden centers. Most of them get their big supply of deciduous fruits in starting in the springtime, somewhere around, for us, spring will be February, and so that's when the time to look for them. But I haven't seen that one or the data on Florida Sweet, but they're introducing new varieties all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my next question would be real quick. Do I fertilize when I put them in the ground and prune?
They come with enough fertilizer right at this moment, and you probably really don't need to do any pruning right now. But just get them in the ground and get them growing.
That's exactly right.
All right. Well, I'm
thank you so much, Mike. You haven't made a mistake.
Thank you very
see?
Much for your help.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to go to Phil in Apopka. Good morning, Phil.
Hi, Phil.
Tom, listen, I got a friend. You ask him, how you doing today? He say, wait a minute, I hadn't asked my wife how I'm doing. That's your mistake.
Yeah, but my wife's sitting across from me, so.
I know, Joni's right there. But anyway, I want to talk to you about growing peanuts. Okay, I was told you're supposed to use land plaster gypsum, right?
Gypsum will help to with the pegging of the peanuts. And some people put that down about the time they see the peanut flower starting to turn to go down into the ground.
Okay, that was another question as to when to put it on.
Yeah, it's not a necessity. The peanuts will probably produce without it. Sometimes they feel it'll help with the pegging.
Can you put that right on the plant?
You put it on the ground.
On the ground, okay.
Yep.
Okay, have a blessed day, and thank you so much. Enjoying it.
Okay,
thank you so much, Phil.
You don't plant those peanuts, Phil, until somewhere around March or April, and then they grow into the spring months, and then they flower, and the flowers turn and go into the ground.
Will they freeze if they put them down now, Tom?
Well, it's just not the best growing time. Yeah, they'll freeze. So now would not be the best time to do it. Give it a try if you want, but the time we grow our peanuts are in the springtime. Somewhere around April is when they plant the seeds.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. We have Diane in Tallahassee, and then we can go to text messages. Good morning, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Good morning. Yes, it's good to talk to you. I wanted to say one of the joys of gardening, because I've been home so much, is I've got the weeds under control better. Usually by the end of the summer, they've all come to seed and you get discouraged. And this year that didn't happen, except the doveweed in my garden.
Yeah.
I decided I was going to pull that by hand too this year, and I've been working at it, and I've been quite successful, but I'm amazed that it is still germinating even at this late time. So I'm thinking, if you were to spray that spring pre-emergent, isn't going to help the doveweed that's still germinating now. What is the solution to that?
Well, it's going to die out on you. As soon as we get the cooler weather, it's going to start going down. I see doveweed in my yard starting to fade away. So right now I think you just have to be patient with it. Is it in your lawn?
It's in my lawn, and I pull every little plant that I see, because I don't want it to go to seed. That's the key here. So that one day I'll be on top of it. But I'm still pulling it as much as I've done all summer. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we've had hot weather, and that's what keeps it going right now. As soon as we get the cooler weather, it's going to start backing off. And I think you just have to keep doing what you're doing. It sounds like you don't want herbicides. There is a possibility of using herbicides.
Right.
So I was just pulling.
Yeah. The reason I don't do herbicides is because I have a variety of green in my grass. And that should explain what I'm talking about, yes.
You have what we call a cosmopolitan lawn.
Yes, that's exactly right, yes.
Be proud of it, Diane. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Okay, well, you enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.
Thanks, bye-bye. Tom, we do have Phil in Palm Bay. Good morning,
hey,
Phil.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Hey, I have some great, beautiful butterfly plants, the milkweed plants.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They've never grown as good as they're growing this year. The problem is, on most of the plants, I found little tiny yellow bugs. I mean, hundreds on each plant, little tiny bitty yellow bugs.
Yeah, up in
Any
the
idea
tip,
what
though,
they could
probably.
Be? Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Up in the
Those
tip.
Would be aphids.
Yep, and we just mentioned at the end of hour number one, they're called the oleander aphid. I didn't realize that. Why would they name it oleander aphid? But anyway, and what they're suggesting, Phil, is you go out with sticky tape Or you go out with your fingers and you smash them and then wipe your fingers on a paper towel.
Okay. I take a hose and spray them off, and then that works really well for me.
I like smashing them with your fingers.
Pretty nasty little things.
This is from the University of Georgia, but they're saying catch them on sticky tape, and I know Teresa likes the hose them down technique. So that's what they're called, oleander aphids. That's amazing, yeah.
And, Tom, they really don't hurt the plant, do they?
Well, you know, they're sucking juices from it, and they may probably cause some contortions and stuff like that. I guess in general, I think it'll take the vigor of the plant down. Depends on how many you have, and it sounds like Phil's loaded.
Oh, they are. They are hundreds of them on each one. But
yeah,
also, it attracts butterflies. I've had butterflies all summer here. But now I see the caterpillars. They're yellow and white with black stripes. Are those the good
Yay.
Ones?
Yes.
Those are good ones.
Yep, you
okay,
got them.
Okay, good. Good.
There
wonderful.
You go.
Well, thank you
okay,
so much.
Phil, now we
Good job, Phil.
Out there, pinching the tops and getting the aphids off or using sticky tape or hosing them down.
Okay. Gotcha. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Hey, listen, Carol was talking up in Tallahassee about pulling the weeds. I'm just trying to convince Joni that that's a good thing to do, get out there and pull the weeds.
Well, let me know if it works because she can come to our yard.
Yeah, she can't hear us.
So, Tom, we can take text messages. I know you've got a lot.
Yeah, good. I do have a lot of them here, and there's one way down here I want to get. They want to know about growing a spaghetti squash and saving seeds from the grocery store. Has anybody had luck in Florida? And are they similar to butternut squash in terms? Yeah, they're similar to growing butternut squash. And I don't know. It depends on how mature the seeds are in the squash from the store. And so I think you're taking a chance there, but save the seeds and give it a try. That's all I can tell you. But the spaghetti squash is another type of winter squash, and you can grow them from the seeds, and you might try saving them seeds from the ones you have, or you may end up having to buy the seeds. But it depends on how mature the squash was when it was harvested from the field.
There we go.
Good.
Any more text messages? You want to go to a break?
Yeah, let's go to break, and I've got a whole bunch of them here. And if somebody
Excellent.
Wants to call us, they can call in.
Excellent. We'll be taking your questions and phone calls when we come back, 407-916-5400. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. This system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-690-5113. 888-690-5113. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-690-5113. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com.
Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real health care for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable health care for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly health care payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current health care. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We still have time for your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. Let's go to the phones, and we have Mike in Venice. Good morning, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I have a pitcher plant I've been nurturing for about 6 or 7 months, and I finally got some pitchers. And my question is, it's out on the lanai, the screen lanai. Should I go to the store and get some of these dead bugs and put them in the pitcher, or will... I know they like bugs, and I'm just wondering, how am I going to get the bugs in their pitcher? Well,
you know, I come around my house and get some live ones. Heck with your dead ones.
I was going to say, you know, you have plenty on your patio. You're going to get mosquitoes and flies, and they'll naturally gravitate toward that because the pitcher plant, you know, has pheromones that attract them. So they know how to eat.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, so I don't have to go hunting bugs. Okay, that's good.
And you know, I did an article one time on the plants that are insect feeding plants, and they said one thing we do is we overfeed them. So I think it's better, like Teresa says, just let them catch their insects by themselves rather than trying to provide food for them.
There you go, Mike.
It's a gorgeous plant. Yeah, in addition to the pictures, it's also getting some seed pods, and so it's just gorgeous.
How about that?
Excellent. Well, good job.
Yep.
Thank you much.
Thank you, Mike, for calling. Tom, we can go to the text lines.
Okay, and we'll remind people that they can give us a call, 407-916-5400. That's 916-5400. Not too late to get that call in, but I got plenty of text messages here too. It says, when watering my tomatoes, I noticed a brown line on the stem. When I touched it, a little broke off. It was eggs. Do you know what the insect is? You know, from that description, I have no idea. I can tell you what it's not. It's not the leaf miner, and my guess is it's not caterpillar eggs. Okay, I'm thinking stink bugs. I don't know. Teresa?
I don't know. I wish they had given us a color and, you know, kind of a size a little bit. That would help. But it could be anything. Stink bugs are probably the better choice, though.
Yeah. So I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, if you don't see an insect causing any problem, it could even be a beneficial. There are some beneficials out there that have eggs that they lay on stems. But if they broke off, you don't have a problem. Okay, here's another one here. A good one for both Teresa and I. Can you use azalea camellia fertilizer on hydrangeas? This is from Carol in Tallahassee. My thought is, yeah, go ahead. I don't see any problem with it.
There you go. I agree. You know, it's hydrangeas need acidic fertilizer, and that sounds like it is one, and azaleas need the same kind of fertilizer. I always say, kind of, Tom, you don't buy fertilizer by the name. You want to read the label and see the nutrient analysis on it, because plants can't read. And so, you know, so you want to know what's in the fertilizer.
Yeah, and the other thing is, the only thing I can think of is that if you want a blue hydrangea, that's going to work out real well. If you want a pink one, then the azalea camellia fertilizer is going to tend to keep the soil more on the acid side,
right,
or you want it to be on the alkaline side to get the pink color. So that would be the only consideration I would have, but otherwise, it doesn't make a difference. The plants will use the fertilizer, and And if you need a slightly acid soil to keep the blue hydrangea, this would work out very well for you.
Exactly. Wonderful.
Good. Okay, here's another one for us. It said they have a Sunracer nectarine, and that's one that's recommended for Florida. Mm-hmm. And it's got many blossoms on it. Will they produce fruit this year? You know, what happens with a lot of these deciduous fruits is that they need just a very little bit of cold, and also even just defoliation, which many of them are doing this at this time just because of leaf diseases. It'll bring them in the flower. There's many, many buds on those stems. So I wouldn't worry about production. Now, whether the fruits that are going to form after they bloom right now are going to produce is questionable. Probably won't. They'll probably drop off. But you'll see this quite often. Teresa, I know you see it also.
I do too. And yeah, it's, you know, you just, the tree's going to know what it can handle, and it will drop everything it can. And ones that aren't pollinated, it'll drop too as well.
Yeah, we'll see more nectarine peach trees if they lose their foliage early. And that's why we often put a fungicide on going through the summertime. Try to keep the foliage on the trees, and then they'll go ahead and be able to produce.
And you want to do that. You want to do that before they get the fungus, and that really helps. So early, late spring, you want to be putting that on a regular basis if you have a lot of rain during the summertime.
Yeah, if you want to do it. This is one of the problems producing these deciduous fruits. You need a lot of fungicides and insecticides, and that's why I stopped producing them, to be honest with you.
I've got a Tom in Inverness with a real quick question. Good morning, Tom.
Hello, Tom.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Tom.
Yeah, good morning. How can we help you?
Good morning. Yes, my question is, first of all, I'd like to thank all of you folks for being out there for us gardeners and answering our questions every Saturday. Appreciate
you
very much.
Yeah, how can we help you? We got about a minute.
I have a two-part question. I have this plant. I think they call it a Hawaiian stick tree. Not sure what the correct name is. But it seems like every winter when I cover it up, if we have a cold, hard snap, it melts that tree. It just demolishes
probably
it.
Probably a plumeria.
And it's too big to bring in.
Yeah, frangipani plumeria.
Yeah.
Yes. It has the beautiful flowers on it. Any other suggestions of what I could do so that prevent it from that? Because I can't bring it in the house. It's too large.
No, they're just cold sensitive, and what I have seen people do is they snatch them up out of the ground and then put them in a warm spot with roots and everything hanging out, and then replant them, and the plant comes back. Teresa?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. You know, they do take uprooting very easily. I mean, you just snap the sticks off, and it'll regrow from the sticks. So if you want to do that, put it in the garage and let it go for the winter time, and then take it back out in the spring.
Yep.
Okay, it's good.
All right.
And my last question, part of the question is, can you tell the difference between a regular banana and a plankton when, you know, the plant? Because some bananas are not rounded. They're kind of flat and square. It seems like those are the plankton.
Yeah, and you may have found out how to do it, but I see the plankton is also round and plump also, so I can't tell the part.
Yeah. No, I can't either. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom, so much.
Thanks.
We still have time for your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Are you tired of dodging the IRS for back taxes? Are you curious about potential new options available to you because of COVID-19? The coronavirus has forced the government to take extensive actions, making this the most opportunistic time for you to finally restructure or even resolve your tax debt with the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, and are experiencing hardships because of the impact of COVID-19, you could qualify for more aggressive resolution plans with the IRS. Tax Advocate Group has specialists ready to help you determine your eligibility for these programs. Act now before it's too late. This could be your best chance to resolve your tax debt. If left unresolved, your debt will continue to accumulate penalties and interest and eventually be subject to serious and punitive collection activity. Call to take advantage of these temporary tax relief options to resolve your tax debt today.
Call 800-819-6675. That's 800-819-6675. Again, 800-819-6675. Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We'd love for you to go on our Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens, and like us and follow us along there. Let's see pictures of your gardens. Tom, let's go to the phone. We have Roger in Apopka. Good morning, Roger.
Hello, Roger.
Good morning. I have a question, but first I'll preface it. I'll back up Teresa there. I like to spray the aphids off. My wife likes to rake them off. First, I'll preface this with a little tip from Tom some years ago. Anyway, I make a little wand applicator for the water out of a piece of half-inch PVC with a hose connection, female on one end, and then one of the 15-feet local area sprayers, you know, like from Orbit or one of those companies, on the other end with there's a pipe thread on the end of the half-inch PVC, about two and a half feet long. And anyway, you just then screw that onto the end of a pistol nozzle for your hose, and then you can control the volume and the pressure. My question is, oh, that's very good, too. It really works well because that 360 spray, you can get up under the leaves and blast them off, and you don't have to bend down. Anyway, but that's a tip from Tom. He said, I think Nelson Florida Roses was using that with spider mites, which was my main interest. But my question is, how much pressure can different plants take, and how do you know if you're getting too much pressure when you're spraying those aphids off? Or speed of the water droplets hitting the leaves so it doesn't damage them.
You know, if I see it take the leaves off, then I know it's too much pressure.
That's what I was going to say.
I don't know if we can measure pressure out there, but, you know, just so it, flips the leaf back and doesn't cause it any more damage than that, I think you're okay. But I don't think we're regulating pressure. The average pressure from the Florida hose is 20 pounds per square inch or something like that, and that doesn't seem to cause any problem.
Okay, so if the plant starts, the leaves start dying or crinkling, then you know that's too much then, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Just so it flips the leaf back. If the leaf falls back and just wobbles, I don't think you have any problem there at all.
Okay, you like spraying that hose?
Ask that.
All right, Roger.
I love the pistol grip because you can regulate it also and cut it and manage the water stream. But anyway, that was a great tip, Tom. I've been using it for the last 4 years at least.
Well, that's great. We appreciate it. Thanks for reminding us about that.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Tom, do we have any text messages we can answer quickly?
Yeah, we got plenty of them. This is one about using hot water from hoses, and we talked about that some time back, and it says, they can't wait until it cools because shallow water pipes are under the surface. Will it hurt the plants? But our thought was, if it doesn't hurt your hands, it's not going to hurt the plants. Is that still
right?
Okay.
Yeah, and just let it run for a few seconds, and it'll cool down quickly.
Yeah. Okay, is it too late to start broccoli seeds? It's right on time. That's one of the questions here, so it's no problem. It says, I planted bahia seed back in May. When can I put down weed and feed? Coming up right about now, October for many areas was when we start putting out fertilizer so you can put out weed and feed. We got one more here. What is the best post-emergent herbicide for broadleaf weeds and centipede lawns that can be applied this time of the year? Atrazine is one. Just make sure you follow the label for centipede if you use that product. Maybe a little harder to find, but you can get it online if need be or at independent garden centers.
There you go. That's great. Tom, we've had a lot of great gardening information today. We want to thank Ed Thralls, Orange County Extension agent, for coming on and updating us about the garden. And you need to get up on Eventbrite Garden Florida and check out his classes. A lot of great classes this fall. We also want to thank Katie Dubow of Garden Media Group for the Gardening Trends 2021. And we'll be posting that on the Facebook page. You'll be able to get to her website from there. Thank you so much, Joni and Kelly. Tom, thank you so much for handling everything. Thank you to all our callers and texters. You want to join us next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens? I'm Teresa Watkins. Take care, everyone. Entertainment Network.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now at Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.